Right, man.
Situation last Thursday where a player was late getting out onto the field or not where he was supposed to be. Why is that happening now at this point in the season where there's still miscommunication about who should be out there?
Well, it certainly has happened a lot this season. We've had guys, you know, not get out there. Exactly, you know, what happens in a situation. Well, that situation was a player. You know, we call for him to come up into an area where I'm standing and then be prepared, and they're there. And then you do that before, because you could do that on every third down. You could do it 10 times in a row, and you'd never send them in. And on that particular situation, the player didn't get up. He didn't get to where I was at. And I've got to make sure we've got them all out there. That's what it gets down to. I just got to make sure they get out there. And he was involved with something on defense. And, you know, I didn't get it done. I didn't get him prepared to get out there.
In terms of the play with Cedric Thornton, the commentators made it sound like that was a planned play, a short kick.
Oh, I think it was. I think it was.
Fair catch it there, or what's the?
Yeah, he should always fair catch those. And anytime the ball's popped up with any kind of adequate hang time, he should fair catch it. Because if he doesn't, exactly what happened is going to happen. He's going to be concentrating on trying to run with the ball. He's going to be aware of the coverage. And at that point, for him anyway, he's got to have total concentration on making the catch, because we practice it, but not the amount of practice that a regular ball handler would have. So I think that was the biggest problem. He can catch it. Not having absolute focus on just the ball is what caused the gaffe.
Bobby, the way you coach and the way you prepare and the way you scheme doesn't really change from year to year. I'm sure it develops a little bit, but the guys you have to work with is what changes from year to year. So is this group that wildly different from previous groups, that the focus and the attention and the execution is simply not graspable by them?
Well, I think, you know, I think you, my stuff does stay pretty much the same. I would like to think and do think that I would incrementally improve from year to year, because there's a concerted effort to do that. I think maybe and probably, you know, I've asked the guys maybe to do something that they're not capable of. Maybe it's not been communicated properly. Maybe it doesn't fit their skill set. And because obviously we haven't performed well. I got to say, I like our guys. I mean, I've said it a bunch of times. I like our guys. I don't put anything on them. Although I told them this just the other day. You know, you'll always do the right thing if nobody's going to bail you out. So I don't want to bail them out, and I don't want to bail them out in the film sessions, because then they'll, I just do whatever. So there is that psychology in there that I really believe. I don't think anybody should get ever bailed out of anything. Nothing. You know, I guess I'm a capitalist. This isn't for the political section, though, right? I don't think you should get bailed out, because you'll do shoddy stuff. You'll do stuff that's not, you know, rational or responsible or accountable. I don't want to bail them out. But I do think that I needed to, it's up to me to get it done, and I needed to present them with something that matches their skill set, that is more easily communicated, more properly drilled and practiced and developed, So all the gaffes, you know, I take credit for. I mean, I got nothing to say against the players. I like them. I think they've tried to do stuff. We just haven't succeeded.
Will you be more limited in the use of Colt Anderson now that he's a star?
Well, the last two games, we haven't hardly used him at all. And
that's got to be a big factor.
Well, you know, he's a good player. I mean, he's a really good player. And so whenever you know, if he doesn't make the play, he sets the dynamics for somebody else to make it. So not having him in there isn't the benefit, let's put it that way. But other guys have to step up and play. So we may try to use him a little bit more. You know, our philosophy pretty much has been if we can slice the pie so everybody can play at full speed and not drain our product, punch too many holes at the bottom of the bucket, so to speak, we'd be better. And that's how we've operated. So we'll still kind of stay with that. Colt won't play nearly as much, but we're going to try to get him in a little bit because he is a dynamic player for us.
What do you see as being the reason he's so successful? He's not the most physically talented guy out there, but yet he's been successful for you with special teams, and now he's doing well on defense. What in your opinion, spend a lot of time with him?
I think one thing that the reason he's come to the top or risen to the top, I don't think his talent was appreciated by, I'm talking just special teams. I got no say about what he's done on defense. You'll have to, you know, I know Todd's going to come up here soon. You can ask him that. When I first saw him play, when Howie showed me the film of him playing at Minnesota when he was on that practice squad, I looked at the film, and I think I've said this in here before. I just said, geez, this guy could play for anybody in this league. And he's playing for nobody. Absolutely, let's get him. What are we waiting for? You know, sound like Mick, you know, we're getting ready for that fight. He can just play. I mean, he can just play. He was underappreciated. He didn't. When we got him, you know, that week that we got him probably on a Tuesday, and he played for us on Sunday, I can guarantee you there's nothing that I did on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday to elevate him from being a practice squad player to all of a sudden he's going there. Everybody who watches him can say, oh, geez, this is one of the best guys in the league. He just got, you know, he just got it. And he was, you know, he's kind of underappreciated, I think. I mean, I don't know. Minnesota had him, so they knew something everybody else didn't. And then we were smart enough to get him. Maybe not a great answer to what you're looking for, but I think he always had that. He just needed an opportunity. On defense, Todd can let you know about that.
What's been your toughest year as a special teams coach?
I don't know. I've had some pretty tough ones in there. I had some pretty tough years in there. So I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. We've had – it's always frustrating because I really believe in the area. You know, I didn't start like most people, and you don't start out on special teams, you know, when you're playing in the street, you know, you don't – you talk about, you know, run a Unitas, you know, back in the 50s. I know I look young. That would have meant a really deep route, you know, out in the street. You don't go, all right, on this play, I'm gonna block for the punt return. It just, you don't come up that way. And then when I came up, again, I know I look young. A lot of people didn't even have special teams coaches, so I was acclimating to the defense. I didn't have the appreciation I have for it. And some people never get it. I know what a dynamic, you know, what real dominant special teams can do. And we could win a lot of games if we were doing that. I know we could. We could have won a lot of these games we lost if we were really dynamic, and we're not. So that's frustrating because that's what I, you know, that's my goal to get it. But, you know, I also know that I'm here to, you know, try to solve problems. Like to solve them before they happen. That's the real genius of coaching. But, you know, I'm not in any case judgmental about things. So it's more I'm trying to help and solve. But it does get frustrating to have some of these things happen that you think they didn't happen, you could win the game. So from that standpoint, we've had a lot of those things develop.
Even before McCoy got hurt, Brown was back returning kicks. Is he going to return kicks again?
There's a good chance he'll return. We worked him this week, see how he handles the ball, see how he manages the ball. Got to manage the ball, you know, he's got to manage the ball. And he did a nice job. You know, he only returned that one game, but he showed, which he shows as a runner, too. So there's a chance he'll return.
Okay.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.